Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson, that is Ben Olson. We're with LSAT Demon and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. Today we have an email that came in from Sean.
My name is Sean and I'm studying to take the LSAT in September. Okay, it's May right now, sounds good. I average -0 on games, -2 on logical reasoning, and -2 or -3 on reading comprehension. On reading comprehension, it seems that I missed the easier questions in either the first or second passage of the section. For the harder passages, I rarely get an answer incorrect. Any advice?
And just a note here, by the way, Sean went from a 135 diagnostic to an official 162 in 3 months. So almost 30 points of improvement in just 3 months. Sean is planning on retaking for a 170 plus. If that was a true and representative diagnostic score, that's a lot of improvement to make in 3 months.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah,
very impressive. 27 points. So wait, I'm confused here, Sean, because if you're getting an average of -0 in games, -2 in logical reasoning, and -2 or -3 in reading comp, your practice test scores must be a lot higher than your official 162.
The 162 might have been a while ago.
Okay, and then Sean has made a lot of progress since then. Either way, your practice test scores are in a great spot. When you say, it seems that I missed the easier questions in either the first or second passage of the section, I just wonder, okay, a couple thoughts came to mind. One, are you still trying to finish within a certain amount of time? Is that causing you to rush a little bit in the first and second passage so that then you can feel comfortable in the third and fourth passage?
Particularly if you've convinced yourself that this is an easier passage, so I can afford to go faster.
Sure. Yeah. Or I need to go faster so that right. I can have the time for the quote harder passages, which are not always at the end. Usually they are, but not always. My other thought was sometimes people take time to get in to the content. And I wonder if Sean is coming into the reading comp section and again, thinking about the big picture timing, the test as a whole, as opposed to just, hey, I gotta get in there and focus and engage and understand the passage that I'm attacking right now. To the extent that you're not engaged, but you are later, that could easily explain why you're missing some easier questions.
This could also be selection bias. Maybe.
Sure. You're remembering the ones that you missed that were easy, but not remembering the ones you missed that were hard. 100%. Right. Because the ones that you missed that are harder, you're going to be like, makes sense. The ones that you missed that are easier, you're going to jump up and down and say, why the hell did I miss that? So stepping back, Sean, you're doing great. So let's keep focusing on the ones you miss. And instead of thinking too big about this, like what's the trend or what can I do here? Just dig into the questions you miss. What's going on with those? Just keep coming back to those until you get down to -2 and then -1 and then 0.
I think that's right. And to the extent that you can flip your mindset and recognize in the moment when you are maybe not taking a question as seriously as you should because you think that it's an easy one or that it's early passage, so this should be easier.
Yeah.
Just flip that switch and remind yourself that each question is worth the same amount of points, which is 1 point. So you got to take them all seriously.
Yeah. Who cares?
If this isn't selection bias, you could be right, Ben, that sometimes people just take some time to like get into a passage or get into a section. That's a large reason why I feel like I spend a especially long time reading the first paragraph and maybe the second paragraph. And I speed up as I read a passage. Mm. So, I don't know, maybe beginning of the RC section, don't be afraid of taking like a 10-second meditation break to just like sit and breathe and remind yourself of what the task is. And then like, I don't know, just read carefully and don't be afraid to spend a long time reading that very first paragraph. And then you'll build momentum from there.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me because this is very visual, so I still remember it to this day. I took an LSAT class when I was studying for the LSAT, and my teacher said that before every passage, he closed his eyes, he wiggled his toes and imagined a blue flame.
A blue flame? To get him red.
A blue flame in the darkness of his closed eyes. And he said he did this too. So then when he went into the passage, he was like ready for that, you know, the content that was going to be given to him, I guess. And it's kind of funny, but I think at the time I just scoffed. I was like, what? You're wiggling your toes. But given all that we talk about these days about focus and mindfulness, I think back then that just wasn't, maybe it was, but I wasn't aware of it, as big of a thing, right? But that kind of falls into line in line with this idea of resetting or refocusing or bringing your attention to something so that you're much more deliberate about where your attention goes, as opposed to just landing on the page and still thinking about whatever the previous section, how much time you have left in this section, your whatever, and not focusing on what you have to do right now. So blue flames, maybe
it's like a, I mean, sort of, it's a meditative technique, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Find your own blue flame.
Yeah.
You could go the John McClane route and take off your shoes, put your feet on the carpet and make fists with your toes. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
John McClane? Is that what you...
John McClane from Die Hard.
Oh, John McClane.
Greatest Christmas movie of all time.
I thought you said John McCain. I was like... Okay, anyways, John McClane. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah, hopefully that's helpful. And please update us. I mean, wow. 135 to 162 is already impressive. And it sounds like you're going to go a lot further, so...
Yeah, you could be the first 140, the first 40-point improvement we've ever officially heard of. So let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.